welcome to Heartbeat. Today, I want to remind us about how amazing our God is. Our God is above and beyond anything that we could ever imagine. He is a God of miracles. He is a God of might, but He's also a God of peace. He's a God of love. He's a God of generosity. He's a God of gentleness. He's an amazing, loving God. Now, sometimes, I know for myself, I try to put into my life practical steps that will help me to become closer to God, that will help me to deepen my faith. But what I've been thinking about a lot lately, and I feel God's been speaking to me about, is that if I'm not careful, I can fall into the trap of, I suppose, like a self-help guide to my faith, where if I put these practical steps in place, then, well, that will help me in my faith. And if my focus is too much on that, then I can forget about this amazing, loving God that is so amazing and so wonderful that He can't always be explained with five easy steps of how to, or do these three things and then you'll have a closer relationship with God. Now, I'm not saying that spiritual disciplines and practical steps are bad. They're not. They are very helpful. And I often think sometimes when we talk about our faith and we talk about God, it can be easy to become quite abstract. And we can talk about God, and I don't know about you, but I can walk away from something and think, but what can I do with that? I don't know how to grasp that. I don't know what I should do next in my faith, because some things can be abstract to talk about. And so that's why, certainly when I talk, I like to talk about practical steps that we can put in our life. But if we're not careful, we can focus more on the steps rather than focusing on God, who wants to transform our hearts, and a God who can't always be explained with different steps. It can be easy to do the practical, but forget to allow God to be God, to allow God to do what God does, the amazing, the miraculous, the unexplainable. Our God is at times unexplainable. We don't have the words. And if we did, if we could explain everything about God, then He probably wouldn't be God, because He would be something that we could explain. And that's the mystery of God. You might have often heard about there is mystery in God. Our God is so amazing, so abundant, that we can't even imagine, our human minds can't even imagine and fathom how amazing and great our God is. I think we need to remember that we can't always explain things, and that's okay. So if you think to yourself, I don't have the words to explain God, I don't have the words to explain what's happened in my life from God, that's okay, because our God isn't something that we can completely explain for us humans. You know, it blows my mind just how big and how great and how amazing and wonderful and abundant our God is. You know, it says in Ephesians 3, verse 20, that with God we are able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. You know, if you think of something that you could ask God for, well, with Him we can accomplish abundantly far more. Imagine something, the biggest thing that you can imagine, and with God we can do abundantly more. You know, it blows my mind that I can't even imagine the biggest thing and God can do more than that, because our God is so abundant. He is so amazing. So I want to encourage you today that if you at times feel like you don't have a way of explaining God, and if at times you think, you know, when we're talking about some things, there aren't practical steps. What can I do? How can I implement that in my life? Well, that's okay, because we have a God who wants to speak straight to our heart. We don't need to have step-by-step processes always of how to do things, because God can do the miraculous, and He can come and transform our hearts, and He can come and speak to us without us needing to do a thing, because He loves us. All we need to do is accept the love that He wants to give us. And our God wants to pour amazing abundance of love upon each and every one of us. So why don't we pray? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you for this abundant love that you do pour down upon each and every one of us. Lord, sometimes it's hard to explain you. Sometimes I don't understand, Lord Jesus, all about you. But God, I know that you are amazing, and I know that you are this abundant God who wants to pour your grace and your love down upon us each and every day. And I thank you for that blessing. Lord, I pray for all of us that with open hearts we would accept the love and the grace that you give us. And I thank you for the blessings that you pour down upon us. We ask this all, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.